Blackstone Audio presents King of Kings, Warrior of Rome, Book 2, by Harry Sidebottom. With love to my mother, Frances, and memory of my father, Hugh Sidebottom. The other crag is lower. You will see, Odysseus, though both lie side by side, an arrow shot apart, atop it a great fig tree rises, shaggy with leaves. Beneath it, awesome Charybdis gulps the dark water down. Homer, The Odyssey, Chapter 12, Lines 112 to 115, translated by Robert Fagles. Prologue. The Syrian desert between the Euphrates River and the city of Palmyra. Autumn A.D. 256. They were riding for their lives. The first day in the desert they had pushed hard, but always within their horses' limits. Completely alone, there had been no sign of pursuit. That evening in camp, among the muted, tired conversations, there had been a fragile mood of optimism. It was smashed beyond recall in the morning. As they crested a slight ridge, Marcus Claudius Ballista, the Dux Ripi, pulled his horse to one side off the rough track and let the other 13 riders and one pack horse pass. He looked back the way they had come. The sun was not up yet, but its beams were beginning to chase away the dark of the night, and there, at the center of the spreading semicircle of numinous yellow light, just at the point where in a few moments the sun would break the horizon, was a column of dust. Ballista studied it intensely. The column was dense and isolated. It rose straight and tall until a breeze...